the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. Summertime love in the moonlight.
Thursday night, and I'm pretty happy because how can you not be after listening to some Aqua?
You could hate Aqua, and then
what? How could you possibly hate Aqua? That's like saying, "Oh, I don't like drinking beverages."
I don't think there's a man, woman, or child alive in this great country of ours that doesn't enjoy a lovely beverage.
Yeah, I'm Jake, same as every Thursday, and actually every other day for that matter. And with me tonight, as usual, Hot Stuff and Riff.
Hello.
Hello. That was in the incorrect order, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, nobody knows.
That's our fault, because we're bad at timing.
Yeah. So,
apparently we did a radio show in absentia last week.
We did, yeah. Okay. I need you to stitch the segments together.
I can do that.
Because I guess Scully was late. I didn't find out about this, but Scully's late. Scully was like a half hour late, and so the end of the show got cut off.
Oh.
Which I don't... Yeah, that was frustrating. So the version on the... what's it? Cut off at some point. The version on the podcast and the version on our archive. And so if you could just stitch the segments together into a single MP3, then I can replace it.
I can. Yep. That's something that... I have the technology to do that.
I don't remember where the...
you do too. You could download Audion or whatever.
Oh, what is it called?
Audacity.
Yeah, I probably have it on my laptop, which I jokingly refer to as a crap top.
You could spill some beer into it.
Hey, spill some beer on it, and then I'd get a free laptop and $300 in store credit at Best Buy for some fucked up reason.
That's the first time I've heard of anybody actually to good effect using one of those like in store warranty program things.
Normally it's just a thing. It's like a device for making me pissed off at cashiers.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to spend $4 to get a fucking warranty on this DVD.
They apparently made most of their money on that. On warranties.
Who? Best Buy?
Everybody. Circuit City, Best Buy.
That's where everyone makes most of their money.
No, that's where they made most of their money.
They talk.
No, but clearly it was not sustainable since they're going out of business.
Best Buy's not going out.
Circuit City is. Hmm. Didn't Best Buy have to cut back?
I don't know.
They're like Better Buy.
Second Best Buy. There's no points for Second Best Buy. Excuse me.
Did we, have you talked about the fact that we climbed down into a giant hole and climbed
back
out?
No, we haven't actually, been on the radio since then.
Okay.
I didn't do the show on Monday. Yeah, we haven't been on the radio since then. That was fucking brutal.
Yeah.
I've got, like, zombie foot.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
My toes are all fucked up.
Friend. Yeah. You've got 99 problems and they're all in your feet.
Yep. So it was a fucking brutal hike. It was like a 5-mile hike on the first day, which...
Seven?
7-mile hike on the first day. Not that big a deal, except that it was also a mile straight down. So it was just going down a lot of switchbacks.
It wasn't actually straight down.
Steps.
It was actually... You could do some sort of, like, slope thing to show that it was...
Yeah.
Entirely not straight down.
If you were Asian, would it be especially easy for you to calculate the slope, given that you are a slope and also good at math?
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Good thing there weren't any Asians down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. I would have offended them.
There were surprisingly few Germans on this
trip. Yeah, we definitely saw some Germans. Some Swedish jailbait.
but not as many as we had seen in Utah.
Yeah, supposedly more Germans die... More Germans die by falling into the Grand Canyon every year than anyone else dies
any
for
single
any
nationality.
Other reason.
anywhere in
the
world.
It's weird. It's like the Grand Canyon, by virtue of its killing of Germans, is the biggest killer.
It's making up for World War II or something. Yeah. It's a plot by the Jews.
Yeah, they dug it. They made the edge especially slippery, but only for Germans.
Yeah.
Some crazy technology there. Yeah, there were a number... We met some Canadians that were very, very drunk.
They hiked down with 65 pounds of alcohol.
They hiked down with 65 pounds of gear, much of which was alcohol.
Yeah. And then they couldn't even drink all of it. That's how much alcohol they brought down.
I can't believe they carried... They went backpacking with beer.
And glass bottles.
Fucking nuts.
They had glass bottles of vodka. Glass bottles of really crappy whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey and vodka.
And then unbreakable plastic bottles of vodka.
Oh, I see. Right. I forgot that bottle was plastic. Yeah, so we met some people. There was a bar at the bottom of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Phantom Ranch.
Different than most backpacking trips.
Yeah, this one had a bar.
Yeah. And flush toilets.
Yeah, that was only for the first two nights, though.
Yeah.
At the very bottom of the Grand
Canyon.
Second
two nights, we were at a different place halfway up that didn't have a bar or flush toilets or any ability in me to move my legs.
Yeah, you were kind of hurting.
We were all really sore, but most of the people on the trip were in better shape than me, except the old dude.
Sorbet. Sorbet.
We had a nurse. He knew all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, he was definitely the MVP for this trip.
He rigged up an awesome dressing for my fucked up toe by cutting a strip of a washcloth and then threading a shoelace through holes that he cut in it, and then wrapping that shoelace around my ankle to keep the bandage on my toe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Super elaborate.
It was. It was pretty cool. I got a picture of it. I'll show it to you later. But my balls are also in it, so I can't show it to you while we're on the air.
were you a minor when you took the picture? Because that could be wrong for yet another reason.
Yeah, no, I was. It was weird. Every 100 feet you go down into the Grand Canyon makes you 1 year younger.
Wow.
Oh, we should have asked that Swedish girl to follow us back up to the top. You didn't even see her. You're the one that likes jailbait.
I don't know how I got that reputation.
By constantly talking about how much you want to have sex with high school girls.
Wait, you constantly talk about
shit. No, I constantly talk about how much I wanted to have sex with high school girls when I was in high school. I don't anymore. That's gross.
You don't want to have sex with high school girls anymore?
No, that's wrong. It would be wrong.
It would have been wrong when you were in high school, too.
No, it wouldn't have.
Yeah, couldn't you go to jail for having sex before you're 16?
Not if you're... No, I don't think so. I don't think... No. Nope. No.
I thought that there were all kinds of cases.
You're immune to the law until you turn 18. No, man, seriously.
Laws of physics.
Mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of, like, particularly good story. I went into a cave behind a waterfall. Yeah. That's something I'd never
done
before.
A grotto. It was more of a grotto than a cave.
Well, it was a cave. I mean, it was an enclosed rock space with a, like, arch-shaped door leading into it that was, like, 3 feet tall, but it was big enough to stand up inside.
Was there treasure?
Really? The cave?
You stood up in there?
Yeah.
Huh.
Dave also said that it wasn't big enough to stand up in, but I went in there and I stood up and I'm like, what the fuck were they talking about?
I guess I didn't look straight up, but...
Straight up, you could stand up.
Yeah. Maybe you found that one particular hole in the ceiling?
Maybe.
The water was really cold that you had to stand in.
Yeah,
so
you had to stand
around
in really cold water and you had to go through kind of a shower of really cold water to get into it.
Yeah.
But still.
It being behind a waterfall and
behind
all.
A waterfall. Awesome. Yeah. Cold water. Did you get something you want to talk about on the radio?
No.
You got something that is exciting to you?
I'm just getting texts from people that are listening to the radio show.
I see.
Live.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are we in trouble?
No.
Okay. So, let's see. Right, RDFM sent us this awesome thing.
Okay. That's an awesome thing. I thought he was A, joking, or B, was just going to send us three objects.
I believed that he was sending the thing, but I thought that he had made replicas of the objects himself as a joke, when in fact that is not. So, what he sent us was this booklet that the Sci-Fi Channel sends out to Emmy Academy
Award
members,
Academy,
right?
Yeah, Academy members.
Like this four-year Emmy consideration thing. And it's a big binder with all this, you know, information about the shows and who was nominated in the shows. And it came with DVDs of...
Battlestar Galactica,
one of Eureka, and... I touched the bus ticket. sorry if the show cut out for a minute there while I got transported to West Texas. was it Texas? It was like Oklahoma. Where did it sound?
I thought it was like outside El Paso or something.
Okay.
I forget.
Anyway, and in addition to the DVDs of The Lost Room, it also came with three replica props from The Lost Room, which are fucking awesome. I do want to watch it again. I feel like if we can get Sorb and Riff to watch it, we should watch it
I still have to watch those.
It's only like...
We should have a party.
Four and a half or five hours?
Was it four and a half or five? I felt like it was like 6 hours long. We should have a...
We
should just have a day, like Saturday, where we just watch it, right? Yeah. You're used to these stupid marathons.
I'm down.
Look at me, I'm watching an entire season of... Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. I mean...
It was just really inspiring. Like, it made me want to make a game based around the concept that it...
It's just like somebody took a dream and made a show about it.
Yeah.
It's just got this, like, weird...
It's a weird dream logic.
But very consistent dream logic. Like, it's... Riff, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you to see this for the first time. And I'm so excited that RDFM keeps sending so much awesome shit. We need to go to... We need to meet RDFM. We need to buy him, like, 50 beers. Which should be easy, because I think he's in New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
So we should go to New Orleans and buy RDFM 50 beers. I've got a bunch of voicemails. Got some other stuff. Oh, man. Had a funny thing happen in the office yesterday. I've been writing down things to talk about on the radio. I don't normally do this, but I actually have an agenda this time.
I feel like it's a good idea in general to do so.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Normally, I can remember enough anecdotes to tell entertaining stories for the duration, but sometimes, you know...
Sheet does not hurt.
Yep, it doesn't. So, the Pretentious Artist asked if it was true that if you shaved a tiger, that it still had the stripes on its skin and not just on its fur. And somebody was like, well, you know, do a Google image search for shaved tiger and see what you find. And he didn't find anything. And I said, well, you know, maybe most tiger enthusiasts refer to them as pussies. So do a Google image search for shaved pussy and see what you find. And he did. And I went over there and I was like, he said, there's surprisingly little porn in these search results. And I went over and he had safe search turned on. And I was like, nah, turn safe search off. And he was like, what, really? You mean there's more to this than I've seen before? I said, yeah. So, you know, plenty of porn, shaved pussy with safe search turned off. I made the argument that no matter what you searched for on Google Image Search with safe search off, you would get porn on the first page. Sorab disagreed, believing that if you searched for I believe the children are the future, that you would not get any porn on the first page. And yet, on the first page, there is a picture of two dudes smoking bongs, one of which is shoved into a woman's vagina, the other of which is shoved into her ass. And I don't know how it relates to the search phrase exactly, but that proved my point in just such a dramatic way.
So here's an issue, though. Like, Google will give different search results to different people.
I checked it on two different computers, and it was...
Same IP address.
Yeah. Mm.
So I feel like they keep track of, like, stuff you've searched for before. So because you are predisposed to finding
to
porn on the internet...
To searching for bongs up asses.
You are more likely to find that stuff, right? So this is a difficult test to replicate, given our constraints of being constantly surrounded by searches for porn.
Yeah. Oh, I received further confirmation that Hot Stuff is gay this week, as once again he failed to have sex with the cute beer girl at Whole Foods. At Whole Girls. Man, that'd be a cute... let's see. I mixed it up.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
A cute food at Whole Girls? Yeah. We got our beer, though. We got all the Cali Belgique that we can drink in a week.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
I can drink a lot of Cali Belgique.
It's like $150 worth of beer.
Wow, really?
No. $130 worth of beer.
Now I feel bad. I owe you... I owe you... I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
What we intended to do was for me to buy half of it and you to buy half of it, but...
Yeah. But then that girl totally... did not
that's why she
have any idea.
She thinks we're a couple.
Yeah, I think that might be part of the problem.
Part of the reason that she did not have sex with you right there in the store.
We've got to stop going to grocery stores together.
Well, I don't know.
And holding hands. That doesn't
matter. Yeah, that's probably the worst thing. I mean,
other cultures, it's not such a big deal.
You know, I don't want to get separated from you in the grocery store because I might get scared. So that's why I hold your hand while we're in there.
Yeah.
You know. I think that was all my notes. I actually specifically made a note to talk about how you were gay because you didn't have sex with the girl at Whole Foods.
Cool.
Yeah. You can enter this into our minutes archive.
If you just do that every week, that would be kind of an awesome collection of post-it notes.
Yeah, especially because this one has the line item, I believe the children beaver bong. It'll be 10 years from now, it'll be funny to look back through here and think, what the fuck was I talking about? What the fuck was I thinking putting this out on the internet with my name on it for people to listen to?
There was an interesting discussion on NPR today about
forgetting, whether you should be able to forget stuff on the internet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the fact that we have hours and hours of us saying really offensive shit on the internet. Like, that's going to come back to haunt us when we try to run for president someday.
Yeah, but we're never going to try and run for president.
Sure.
You know what? If I ever ran for president, I would only be able to do so by totally embracing all of this shit, you know? Yeah. Like, there's just no, like...
You would get a lot of people on your side, I think.
None of us are Eagle
Scouts. I just don't know if it's enough.
Yeah, I mean, I could maybe pull off, like, governor of Wisconsin or something. Or Minnesota.
Why Wisconsin?
I don't know, because Jesse Ventura pulled
off. Jeez.
Because I like cheese.
Yeah.
I don't like Richard Cheese, though. That was only funny once.
Yeah. I'm not into, like, listening to it regularly.
I guess it was funny once. So, I mean, I can't say that I hate it.
anybody who
hasn't seen The Lost Room needs to watch The Lost Room.
Yeah.
And give thanks to RDFM for reminding me to remind you to watch The Lost Room.
Had the pretentious artist seen it before he found it at Bookman's?
Yeah, it was his wife, actually. His wife was the one who made him watch it. She borrowed it. Somebody loaned it to her at work or some shit.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Riff got one of those photo tickets and actually got served.
Yeah,
I know.
It's odd how we're getting all kinds of traffic violations this past month because
I haven't.
The pretentious artist. Well, okay, fine. Knock on like a particle board. The pretentious artist got a stop sign ticket, and then like 2 weeks later, I got a ticket by the same cop at the same stop sign.
Huh.
And then Riff got a photo ticket at a red light. I've gotten a couple speeding ticket things, photo mm-hmm. tickets, but they're not real, so they don't
I have no
count.
Idea where they would go.
I think they go
to the pretentious artist house.
Yes,
because I guess that's the company's address on file. That's the that's the address that the car is registered to.
Yeah, so I think that's where they would go.
Yeah, no, there's never anybody home.
Yeah.
Although I answered the door there the other day, and there was, like, a guy selling magazines. But
huh.
He was like, I don't want any magazines. Well, they're not for you. I'm like, okay, then I don't want whatever... I don't want to be involved in whatever the fuck this is. Goodbye. Like,
huh.
I'm going to buy some other people some magazines. Fugitive247 wrote into the Twitter, I'm thinking of renaming my Chihuahua Jick. Is this legally acceptable, or are adventurers' names considered intellectual property? No, I mean... I'd have to go after that Stephen Malkmus guy that named his band the Jicks before I was even born. You can name your Chihuahua Jick, but Chihuahuas suck, and I hate them.
What?
That's not true.
Why?
What?
Yeah, my friends Mark and Kelly had two Chihuahuas, and they were awesome. They were like the only dogs whose company I've ever actually enjoyed.
Did they like play poker?
Nah, no.
So I hear that's
they had
a
they had really
pastime.
They had really well defined individual personalities though.
Hmm.
They were interesting dogs.
One of them was really annoying and the other was really obnoxious.
Well, one of them was really crotchety and grumpy and the other was perpetually curious about everything but also afraid of everything. So they were both really funny in their own little ways.
Huh. I just feel like if Chihuahuas could talk, they would just ask you to kill them. All small dog breeds like that. I really feel like
they don't act that way though. They don't walk out in front of cars. I mean, like they clearly could.
But if they were across that cusp of self-awareness,
yeah. But if they were that smart, they would take over the world.
How do you figure?
They're left alone all day with the internet. Peter Wiggin.
Okay.
For example?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He did take over the world just by being left alone all day with the internet, and he was like 6 inches tall.
Yeah.
And Quiero Taco Bell.
Did you see that XKCD that was sort of making fun of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Josh the Sauce says, how about a rare key drop that opens a special adventure zone when you put it in your campground closet? Huh. That'd be kind of like a key that turned your closet into a... Yeah, I wonder if that was in response to the Lost Room.
I assume.
Conversation.
Or it turned your closet into the opening to, Narnia.
Terabithia.
Yeah.
We have the.
Then all your friends die.
The door that.
Did you ever read the? Did you ever read A Bridge to Terabithia?
You told me about it though.
Chris Mc1113 says, why can't I use a foam dart on someone in Hardcore or Ronin? Well, because it would hamper their run.
Screw up their whole run.
Yeah, it would ruin their experience by nerfing all of their stuff. Josh DeSauce also wrote, can there be some sort of new builder equipment that can be constructed and deconstructed back into base parts? A Lego crossbow, perhaps? I don't think we're allowed to do Legos. I wonder if we'd get in trouble for parodying Lego.
What would we call them?
I don't know. Bricko?
There is a Bricko, isn't there?
Blocko. Jocko. Oi! The new Energizer!
Yeah.
Is that guy's name Jocko or Jacko?
I don't know.
Or Jack A.
Yeah.
Wolf V says, what is your favorite piece of new content we have not seen yet? I like the new clan dungeon. I'm pretty excited about the next clan dungeon.
We talked about that some. We?
Yeah. I like Riff's Nemesis stuff that's in testing. I have not played with it as much as I should have.
I like
to say at all, but I've read about it.
I like the massive future project that we've talked about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
zero work has been done on.
Yeah, but the unlock mechanism has been discussed, and I like how that all works. Because I'm an asshole.
you are an asshole. People are going to hate you. Your dick idea for the Halloween event was a dick idea too.
I am wow. Just not a nice guy.
Are people gonna? Is it gonna be hot stuff that the players hate instead of me now?
Maybe. It depends on how the Nemesis stuff goes over.
Yeah. that's true.
What we need to do is something that's... you design the puzzle for it, and Hot Stuff designs the reward mechanism. Be like, wow, I just got fucked in half from two different directions at once. I'm in quarters.
Fucked in quarters, yeah.
This puzzle's really hard, and I'm oddly compelled to do it 1,000 times.
Drawn and quartered while each quarter is being raped. That was like the worst part of the Spanish Inquisition. You're actually being raped by the horses while they're...
Gosh.
Just feel bad for the horses.
Josh Grimmer wrote, "Hey guys, I met Billy Crystal today. He laughed at my jokes, but sadly he didn't tell me I looked marvelous." I kind of hate Billy Crystal.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't bring myself to hate him, but I haven't seen anything that he's done in recent memory that I thought was good.
He was the only bad thing about The Princess Bride. I just fucking despised him in The Princess Bride.
Really?
Wow.
And
I don't have any particular opinion about him in The Princess Bride.
Like When Harry Met Sally, you don't like that?
I never saw When Harry Met Sally.
What's the cowboy one?
City Slickers.
That was kind of bad.
I remember liking that movie when I was a kid.
When I was a kid, I liked it, and I saw it again a couple years ago, and I was like, "Yeah, this does not hold up." What else has he been in? He's been in some stuff that's good.
No, he hasn't. Anything that he is in, by definition, is something with Billy Crystal in it, and therefore no good.
I mean, he was pretty good in The Matrix, right?
I guess that's true. Yeah.
He did that. What was that movie where he was the mob boss's psychologist? That was kind of a...
Oh, Analyze This.
Yeah.
And then the sequel, Analyze
That. I didn't see the
that.
Sequel. I can't imagine the sequel was any good at all, but...
Yeah, I don't imagine the first one was any good.
It was okay.
Yeah.
He's... sorry.
Well, I was going to say, he reminds me of sort of a Woody Allen type, you know? Woody Allen's been doing some interesting movies lately.
Actually,
yeah. I feel like he's sort of... I've not seen, every Woody Allen movie, so maybe he always does this, but, the ones that I had seen had been kind of thematically consistent, and the past couple that I've seen him do have been pretty divergent from what I understand is his main corpus.
Hmm.
So, I don't know if that's just him branching out, or if that's just me becoming more aware of his stuff.
Sam KD says, "Can you release some sort of woodchuck familiar that fully consumes plant-like enemies?" I don't know. I don't know that we're really qualified to answer that age-old question. How many roads must a man walk down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks for blasting a huge load of nasty ass there.
Anytime.
Yeah.
We should get separate mics for our faces.
For our faces and butts.
Yeah.
C.D. Moyer says, "How goes the Buffy watching?" He writes, C.D. Moyer wrote into the Twitter. "How goes the Buffy watching? I think I'm old. I feel empathy toward Giles in season 4, and I dislike episodes where he's useless." C.D. Moyer kind of looks like Giles.
A little. Especially in his Twitter.
No, but just thinking about it, he kind of looks like Giles in real life.
He's not old enough to be Giles, though.
No, but his face is the same. His hair is the same. He wears glasses.
His accent's the same.
Yeah. Yeah, his accent is the same.
His dabbling in the occult is the same.
That's true, man. And he makes everybody call him Ripper. Man, I'll start calling you Ripper if you keep ripping ass.
Yeah.
I am actually surprised that I did not manage to completely fill up the Grand Canyon with my farts on that trip. I don't know what the fuck it was, man. Maybe it was just
the
eating
night,
a bunch of hard-boiled eggs.
I could not sleep.
You couldn't sleep because you were farting so much?
Well, not just that, but they smelled so bad.
I don't think I've ever woken myself up with my own farts.
Comfortable. Well, because I was in a sleeping bag, right?
So was I.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, but I'm not always in a sleeping bag. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Although, sometimes I'm always in a sleeping bag. I will always have been in a sleeping bag. Remember that ZZ Top song? Velcro Fly. Josh the Sauce says, can we count on a very homeless Crembo this year? No. Wait. Yeah. That was weird. Elfin says, Coffee Core. Get 20 adventures at rollover. Food and booze give half their current values. Put the game back to reasonable daily playtime. I still think food and booze should give half of their current values.
Well, so why don't you do Oxygenarian if that's what you want to play? Mm-hmm. Is one question I would have. Right?
I don't know.
Like, getting half the number of adventures you get normally, does that really help you?
I mean, I think it really helps you. I still think that with NS13, we should have just nerfed the shit out of food and booze. I think that, you know, Bet was right that, and, you know, this guy, Bet and this guy were super against it, right?
Right.
And because they felt that it was just going to really, really piss off casual people. And it would have, but I think they would have gotten over it.
Everybody gets over everything eventually.
Yeah, I mean, either by getting over it or by stopping playing, which, you know,
that's a way of getting
maybe
over
that
it.
Would have sucked, right? Like, maybe we make the game better, but we take a 25% revenue hit from all the people that quit.
Sure.
Right? So, don't want to do that.
Wow, that sucks, man. Giving in to the almighty dollar.
Yeah, I mean, but it wasn't, it is less giving in to a potential loss in revenue than not wanting to piss people off so much that they quit playing.
Sure.
Right? Like, because that's not something, that's not good. You know,
unless they're really obnoxious.
Yeah, if we could figure out a way to just piss off the assholes.
Yeah.
Chimp says, Jake, I have a bone to pick with you. You got me hooked on the Idle Thumbs podcast, and now it's ending. Bastard. It wasn't my fault. Who was it? Noah Namg was like, thanks for ruining another podcast that I liked. That does suck, though. There's only two more episodes.
Maybe you could single-handedly convince them to stick around.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know, I do. I have to say that I admire them for quitting. Because one of them got a job, one of them is moving, and rather than changing the format or shuffling around who it is, they just decided to stop. And I think that that's kind of admirable.
Do you feel like Bill Watterson was admirable by ending Calvin and Hobbes
and
stuff?
Yeah, and Larson with Jerry the Far Larson? Side. I mean, yeah. Like if you're done, you know, like I feel like when I'm done with KOL, I'm gonna quit. You know. Like I don't want to wake up every day and have to strain to do creative work, right?
Yeah, but you strain to poop, and yet you do that most days.
I would say I do it once a month at this point. That's why I have to strain so much.
Wow!
Oh, I know, and it doesn't get longer; it just gets bigger around.
And you were blaming Riff for the sewer problems?
Yeah.
Jeez.
No, I was blaming Riff because he was constantly flushing hand grenades down the toilet, and finally he pulled the pin on one by accident.
Where else am I supposed to keep them?
You should have never sent away for that hand grenade tree, because fuck.
Yeah.
If you don't,
I didn't know it was a hand grenade tree. I thought it was just limes.
It was pineapples.
I mean, the danger being that they fall off on their own and the pin gets stuck in the tree.
Oh, yeah.
You have to keep on top of keeping that thing picked.
Ass Pest Toast says, I just watched every episode of Reboot in about a day. How can I fix my brain? Is Reboot that, like, Tron-looking CG cartoon that was on?
Yeah. Was it any good?
I doubt it.
Interesting. It's one of the few American cartoons, I think, that had ongoing continuity. Like, stuff actually changed.
Huh.
Like, not war, though. War never changes.
Right.
All Night Diner says, I am a dolphin that is gay. A gay dolphin. I don't understand that, if it's a reference to something. Rex Maxis says, a friend of mine turns 21 tomorrow. I got her Bailey's red wine and whiskey. Thoughts? That is going to make a nasty, nasty cocktail.
Yeah, that sounds...
Don't mix wine with anything. You could drink Bailey's and whiskey, but don't just omit the wine.
Yeah, save the red wine for later. Bailey's and whiskey is a good combo.
You can drink wine, like you can have a glass of wine with dinner, and then later you can drink all night.
Yeah, but even that, you're potentially in danger. You need to drink. You definitely need to drink some water in between.
Wine before beer, never.
Yeah, this rhyme sucks.
Wine before beer, vomit pours out your ear.
Now it really sucks.
Yeah. Is there any liquor that rhymes with asshole?
Campari.
Okay. Wine before Campari. Rex Maxis also says, according to my government professor, interest groups are like the cleavage of a woman's chest. But then he doesn't explain how. I wonder if his professor explained how. Maybe he just got distracted.
Thinking about women's chests.
Like special interest groups? So special interest groups are like cleavage.
Or maybe he just saw some hot co-ed in the front row.
There's all different kinds. Sometimes you can see them, sometimes you can't. I'm trying to figure out how ways in which they'd be similar.
Good luck. I'm just gonna keep letting you try.
They both look good in push-up bras.
Special interest groups.
Yeah, you get the whole special interest group in a push-up bra. That'd be good.
Rex Maxis had also written, can we have a way to make prices sticky in the mall, meaning allow it to remember prices even if there are none in our store? I mean, that would require a significant rejiggering of the way that the data works there, and so I'm going to say no.
Also, a bunch of extra storage space.
Yeah, I mean, we could potentially do it as one of those text flags, you know, like the discoveries. They're not really in their own table. God. They're just like a text field that gets parsed, which we could do.
But
that.
But there could be, I mean, that could be huge.
It's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's no bigger than their quest log notes potentially get, for instance.
I guess.
Right? And I mean, it's bigger the more active you are, but, like, whatever. Like, it wouldn't really be that big of a deal.
I feel like if you made it standard, people would be pissed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you put something in one time for 100 meat, and it was a mistake, you immediately take it out, and you try to put it back in.
Yeah.
And it goes back in for 100 meat.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's the actual issue with that.
You know.
Is that suddenly implementing it in a way that, you know, people aren't expecting. Like, you know, if we implemented it like the Spanish Inquisition. Oh, we didn't ever answer C.D. Moyer's question. I didn't ever answer C.D. Moyer's question. I don't think I've watched any more Buffy since the last time I was on the radio.
You didn't put any on your phone and watch it down in the great hole.
No, I don't have anything that can convert. Wait, I guess I do, because I converted Freddy Got Fingered.
Handbrake.
Yeah, okay. Handbrake.
That shit is awesome.
And I installed some kind of weird thing to let it... That DCMA, memory resident thing.
DCSS.
DCSS. What's DCMA? The Digital...
Millennium Copyright Act. DMCA.
DMCA. What about Mike D?
What about Mike D?
D Mike D, DMCA, and D King Adrock. Xtanisic says, any specific plans for the game before Crimbo? Riff? Nemesis? Yeah.
Yep.
Nemesis should be up before Crimbo.
Yeah, I should think so. I mean, it depends on... I mean, if we find anything difficult in the balancing and tweaking, maybe. But I don't foresee it taking us that long.
Boxless Thought wrote, yay for fish meats! Delicious meats! Yeah.
RDFM doesn't drink beer.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know. Ugh, that's sad.
Watertail says, actually, it was me who was angry about you ruining thumbs, but yeah, I'm glad they killed it before the magic was gone. RDFM says, you can buy me 50 beers, but I won't drink them. I haven't had a drink in 8 years, and boy are my arms tired. See what I did there?
I haven't slept for 10 days. Because that would be way too long.
That was Mitch Hedberg there. Well, I'm sorry. Sorry for your loss, RDFM. Man.
Root beer?
Yeah.
Root beers?
Man. I don't even know what to do with somebody that doesn't drink. How do you hang out with them? mean, I guess that doesn't mean that I couldn't drink. I could just get pissed drunk.
Yeah. Start rocket punching.
Start puking out of my ears. That's a good punching noise.
Should we start answering Radio Buch Bear?
Well, we got voicemails.
Oh, voicemails.
Too, right? So, yeah, this is getting complicated. Like,
how many different methods can we allow people to contact us?
There are not a lot of Radio Buch Bear questions, is a problem.
That is true. That's fine.
First, here's a very confusing voicemail that I'm hoping that somebody will be able to explain to us someday.
Guten Tag, was heißt denn? Nein, ich bin nicht nice. Ich eins und zwei, ich heiße nicht weiß und zwei. Ich hoffe, es ist bloß den eins und zwei.
So yeah, no idea if that was a wrong number.
I mean, it
sounded like a German tongue twister to me.
German, it was too staticky for me to pick out any of few words of German.
I could
that
not
I know.
Pick out any of the words of German that I know either. So maybe some of our German listeners can decipher that.
It sounded like a tongue twister to me.
Yeah, and another one from a Naked Jew.
Hey guys, this is a Naked Jew, and I'm just calling to say, first of all, to clear my throat, and then to say, fuck you, Jick. The Boondock Saints were fucking awesome. That is all.
A Naked Jew, you are provably wrong. I'm sorry, buddy.
I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, whatever. Speaking of RDFM and alcohol, which we so often are.
Hey guys, love. You mentioned the dungeon recently, not any old dungeon, but the one in the French Quarter. Got a quick, cool story about the dungeon a long time ago when I lived in Boston. Some roommates of mine worked at the House of Blues, and the House of Blues is going to open their second location in New Orleans, and they all went down to open that location. I told them, hey, late at night, because it only opens at like 11 or 12 o'clock, go to the dungeon. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. And they ended up going there, and they fell in love with the place, and they started dragging one of the owners of the House of Blues, this guy Isaac, somebody or other, to the dungeon with him. He fell in love with it, too. A few months later, I'm walking through Harvard Square, and just below the House of Blues, where there used to be a gift shop, was a bar called The Dungeon. So apparently, my superpower is I'm able to make bars reproduce. Thanks, guys. See you later. Bye.
I can see why with a superpower like that you'd have to stop drinking.
I saw Moxie Fruvis at the House of Blues.
Oh yeah.
I don't remember the dungeon. I guess I never also looked downstairs. I thought there was a coffee shop or something down
there. You don't know, you know, there's no telling when he lived there, there's no telling how long it lasted.
Yeah, or maybe it's there now and it's just been years since I've been there, so
yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know.
Huh. Time frames.
I can't understand this guy's name, but the Google transcription says that he is Doc's Bottle from One School.
Hello there. Doc's Bottle from Glasgow would simply like to say I'm looking forward to seeing some more sea content. Thank you.
What a dreamy accent.
Some more sequin taint?
Yes, some more sequin taint. So, Riff, get your bedazzler and
all
bend
right,
over.
I'll make a note of it.
I'm also looking forward to seeing some more sea content. I wish I could say it as cool as a with a cool Glaswegian accent. But I can't. Not even gonna try. I could say it like Charlton Heston, but and demonstrated having the worst Charlton Heston impression. Yeah, so that's theoretically November's project is finishing up the sea.
Theoretically.
I mean, it is hard to hold a candle in the cold November rain. God, I was dating this girl a long time ago, and she was obsessed with Guns N' Roses, and one night in November, I came in from this just, like, huge blowing rainstorm, and I'm like, man, I was trying to hold a candle out there, but it was really hard. She was like, what? And just didn't get it at all. And I'm like, I'm leaving you. And I totally did. Or maybe there was some story about how she died, and then later on I played the guitar on a mountain. I don't know. Let's see. got
we got some Guns N' Roses content coming right up.
Oh, yeah, we do. Weird. Yeah, Guns N' Roses came up like last night somewhere, and I was like, God, why does Guns N' Roses keep coming up?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like on the jukebox at the bar. It was all this Guns N' Roses.
Huh.
Good. All right, Gleeb says,
"Hey guys, Gleeb's here. I'm listening to last Thursday's radio show, and you're talking about how to get rid of excess empty Agua de Vida bottles. And I thought of a way. Just make them combat items, you know, so we can huck them at people and fight. I mean, come on, you know, haven't you ever break in a bottle in a bar fight and used it as a weapon? So, yes."
That's a big disadvantage of those unbreakable plastic vodka bottles, is that you cannot start bar fights with them. Or, you know, really, I don't know that you start a bar fight with a broken bottle, but you definitely finish a bar fight with a broken bottle.
This one you could definitely start a fight with. Assuming
you don't break it incorrectly and end up with a handful of broken glass.
Yeah, but even then, like, you've ended the fight.
I feel like it's really hard to break a bottle in such a way that it becomes an effective weapon.
Yeah. Would you say that that is harder or less hard than holding a candle in the cold November rain?
You've seen the trick where you can blow out the bottom of a beer bottle?
I have heard people talk about it, but I've never seen anybody successfully do it.
We should try it.
Okay.
Let's just do it. Let's get a beer bottle.
With the big beer bottle? We're going to have to drink a beer. Oh, no. Who's going to take that bullet? all right, another question from our buddy Gleebs.
Hey guys, Gleebs here, first time caller, long time listener, and I know Halloween's coming up, so any of y'all got any good Halloween childhood stories or costumes that you want to talk about? See you guys.
There was this one time when I was a kid that somebody gave us an apple with a razor blade in it. Oh, no, wait, that never happened to anyone ever.
It was delicious.
I don't actually have very many good Halloween stories.
You've got a lot of good costume stories.
Eh.
I mean, you have had a lot of good costumes.
I don't know. I've had okay costumes. I made the good
costumes.
I made the...
They're pretty funny.
The Pretentious Artist and I, several years ago, I made, like, Casey Kasem and Grand Moff Tarkin, like, bobbleheads for us to wear on our heads, and it was really creepy. We just wore like suits, and Casey Kasem had, and he had the Grand Moff Tarkin. He was wearing like a pink shirt and tie, wow. And the heads would just wobble menacingly on these like pivot things that I'd rigged up.
That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it really was. I think that I ended up without any pictures.
Yeah, I've never seen a picture of it.
Yeah, and it was awesome. They looked awesome in pictures because it was like less obvious that it was like a big photograph. That was what I did with. The office that I worked in at ASU had a color. It had this weird color printer that used like these big crayons.
Are you sure it wasn't a 4-year-old?
Yes, I am. Well, I don't know. If it was a 4-year-old, it was a 4-year-old that was very good and very fast at reproducing photographs sent to it as a stream of data over a network.
Some autistic kid.
So maybe
kid.
Yeah, you know. Okay, you're right. An autistic kid just pressing his ear against the switch. And drawing the packets. No, you'd feed these weird crayons, these big rectangular bricks of like crayon wax into it,
huh.
And then it melted them and sprayed them onto the paper. You could scrape it off the paper.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
You did the Mona Lisa thing that one time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I did the same thing, but with this new office laser printer. That is actually why I bought the color laser printer. For the company, is to make that Halloween costume. But we've used the shit out of it since then. It's only like $500.
Except for the fact that it just has failed to work for...
Really?
A while now. Yeah.
Is it not...
It is off, because everyone has just gotten so frustrated trying to actually get it to print.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it just need ink?
It's out of ink, and...
That was a trick question.
Help.
It doesn't use ink. It's out of help. It's out of function properly juice.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to get a bottle of that and pour it in there. Maybe we should feed it some oatmeal. That seemed to work for that VCR in that one commercial from the 80s.
I fed it oatmeal?
You don't remember that commercial with the kid feeding the VCR oatmeal?
No. I do not.
I don't remember what it was a commercial
for. It was not good for the VCR.
Kominaka Beachside. Yeah, that one too. I don't remember what that was a commercial for either. Maybe AT&T.
It was weird that someone mentioned Kathy Lee Gifford and the first thing you pulled out was the cruise line commercials.
That's just what I think of when I think of Kathy Lee Gifford.
Yeah, that's weird. Like, why are commercials so important in our collective consciousness, right? Because there are definitely commercials that I remember, and I think
I feel like they are designed, especially like in the 80s, like they were scientifically designed to be resonant and catchy and memorable, and, you know.
And now they're not.
No, I think they are. I mean, I think that we would still, like, we just don't watch commercials anymore.
Mm.
You know?
I started watching a little bit of stuff on Hulu. It was the first time I had to compulsorily watch a commercial in a while.
Are they actual commercials, though, or are they just things that are made for Hulu? I mean, all I ever saw was, like, public service announcements and stuff.
There are actual commercials.
Throw garbage into the toilet. I have no idea if that was one of them or not.
Because it makes Indians kind of weepy.
The Indian shat a single turd on the... let's do another voicemail.
Hey, it's your good annoyance, Ihod Sahades. I got an awesome idea. What if you made a two-handed weapon that was shaped kind of like a flattened triangle with a handle on the back that you beat people with, and it granted damage reduction as a bonus enhancement? Doesn't that sound awesome? Also, scotch eggs. There needs to be some scotch eggs in the games. I'm sorry. There just needs to be some scotch eggs. You can take the chorizo and the gould egg and cook them together. Goodbye.
Okay, so I kind of like the scotch. What?
I'm going to have nightmares.
Yeah. I like the scotch egg idea. Have you ever had a scotch egg, Riff?
No, I know about them. I've never eaten one.
They
sound good.
They are good. You ever had one?
No.
That stuff?
What? I mean, you mix scotch and an egg.
Yeah, you eat an egg. You eat a raw egg and then do
it's
a
like
shot
a
of scotch.
Scrambled eggs made with scotch.
I mean,
scotch.
I guess that sounds okay.
No, a scotch egg is like... It is a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah.
Wrapped in sausage, which is then cooked, or like breaded and cooked, and then it's served cold. So it's like a hard-boiled egg with just like breaded cold meat around it.
Okay.
It's good.
It doesn't sound good.
I don't know.
It sounds okay.
It is the kind of thing that everybody is like super grossed out by the idea of it, and I don't understand why, because nothing about it is... it is just like an unusual combination of things, but nothing about it is like gross.
Well,
and
it's not even that unusual. It's eggs and sausage. That's just breakfast.
Yeah.
It's not like it's eggs and peanut
butter.
But
it's cold, which is weird.
Well, hard-boiled eggs are almost always cold.
Sure, but sausage.
I guess things that are breaded are not frequently served cold.
Yeah.
I don't get the joke about the flattened triangle with the handle on the end that you beat people with and it grants.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Damage reduction.
Maybe it wasn't a joke.
I feel like it has to have been a joke.
Why a flattened triangle?
Well, that's why it has to be a joke. I mean,
right.
if we understood, you know, in order to really understand mankind, we need to see what mankind is made of.
Like an umbrella.
Mank and ind. yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it, Ihod Sahades. Let us know what you're talking about. I was mostly playing that for the scotch egg thing. All right, here's the next one.
Hey, guys. This is Lislar. I met you guys at Con, and you seemed pretty cool. But I must say that listening to all the radio shows didn't make me feel like running up and jumping all over you when I saw you in person. However, since you just said that you're going to hug everybody in alphabetical order, I was just wondering, can I change my player name to AAAAA Lislar so I can be first and get that over with and then change my player name back? Thanks. Bye.
Stop trying to cheat and get hugged twice. You'd have to wait until I was done to change your name back if you were going to do that. I should get started on that.
Yeah.
Was I just hugging all the players, or was I hugging everyone?
I thought it was everybody.
Just hugging all the KOL players would be a lot easier.
Yeah, that would potentially be doable, especially if you froze it at a certain point in time.
If you could get them to all line up in alphabetical order.
That'd make it much more doable.
Man, I really wish that I had a recording of this thing that was on the radio when I was in high school. There was this character called Wonderful Russ. I feel like I've talked about this before, but he would just tell these weird stories. I looked him up on Wikipedia, and he was just like a radio personality in Phoenix, but he would tell these weird stories as like, you know, these like 30-second slots, and one of the stories was like, "Wonderful Russ here. Did I ever tell you about the time I cornholed 30,000 people in one day?" And then he just talked about how everybody was gathered in some kind of stadium, and he yelled, "Women on your backs, men on your stomachs, I'm coming through." And cornholed 30,000 people. And it was just the weirdest radio commercial. And I must have heard it 500 times when I was working at this barbecue restaurant and listening to this one station all the time. But I would just love to have a recording of that bit or anything else that he ever did. Remember cornholing?
Hey guys, this is Paul BD from the game. Since y'all got this new call-in thing, I'm going to try to have y'all settle this argument my friends have been telling me. Do I sound like Seth Rogen? Yes or no? Thank you, bye.
No. I don't think you sound like Seth Rogen. If your friends are telling you sound like Seth Rogen, then you win the bet. If you're trying to convince people you sound like Seth Rogen, then I think you lost. Hot stuff, you were saying something about remembering cornholing?
Yeah, I don't.
Do you remember receiving a cornholing?
No.
You weren't there when Wonderful Russ cornholed everyone in that entire stadium?
I was not.
All right, moving on.
Hello, this is Shanti. I'm wondering, what sort of music do you guys play? I know you've made some songs, but do you even play any instruments? I know Scully does, but what about the rest of you?
I play a little piano, a little guitar, a little accordion, a little saxophone.
They're all really little.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, I know. It's little. Like I
the
also play the world's tiniest
violin.
Yeah.
Fuck. dear.
Yeah, I don't play. Stuff plays a little guitar.
A very, very little guitar.
What about you, Riff?
I can whistle, but I can't hardly carry a tune.
Can you whistle Dixie?
I probably could. Yeah. Yeah.
If you did, you wouldn't be whistling Dixie.
It may or may not be recognizable as that song, but...
I used to think I was a decent whistler, and then, like, Sandry Lean started whistling around me, and I was like, I guess I won't whistle anymore. She was really good.
If she, no. If she was your mother...
Yeah.
She wasn't.
No.
She was younger than you. She couldn't be your mother. Unless you were born... Unless you're like Benjamin Button.
But even then... That'd be strange.
Alright, one last one. And I think that this one is 100% content-free. But it was the last in alphabetical order.
Hi, this is Ziggy Zagnut. Hot stuff, you need to check your KOL messages. Because I left you something there. And I'm talking on the radio.
Oh, I forgot there was some content there. Is that anything worth talking about?
Well, while we were in the Grand Canyon, he sent me a K-mail which said that he was sending me some rock climbing calendars, which I'm hoping that they are rock climbing calendars with, like, naked girls climbing the rocks. But I'm not sure. So
they could just be pictures of different rocks that would give you a boner because
were pictures of naked girls climbing rocks, I would kind of feel bad for those girls.
For the rocks? I don't know.
Makes sense that it's hard.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the story is. So I'm looking out for that package. Thank you, Ziggy.
Sweet. You're looking out for some dude's package.
Yeah.
Whoa. And then the retweet, the girl who wanted to name her Chihuahua Dick has gotten retweeted by two people whose icons are Chihuahuas.
Well, so there's something weird going on. Like, when I tweeted about Riff getting one of everything from Amazon.com, there was an Amazon service that only had, like, 300 or 400... it probably wasn't actually Amazon. It was just some bot. But it looked for any instance of Amazon.com and retweeted that. So, like, anybody that
posts a sale that they have on Amazon and tweets about it, people who are following that service would get like a heads up on it.
I see.
But it also picked up my...
So maybe those were two things that just retweet anything that has the word chihuahua in it.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Fucking Twitter bots, man.
Yeah, it's gonna make Twitter just unusable.
It really, like, they're gonna start looping.
Yeah.
Like...
It's gonna be a mess.
It really is.
It's gonna be a total mess.
They're gonna have to stop that shit from happening. We should take a music break.
Okay.
Or as the Mexicans say, un breco de música. It's totally not what they would say. They would just say, give me your wallet, S.A.
Or, I.
Either one. Maybe both at the same time. One of them would be demanding your wallet while the other one was saying,
I.
All right, we'll be back.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
the candy man.
Yeah, Aqua rules. Yeah. Yeah, that these two things really are just retweeting everything that has the word
Chihuahua in it. Yeah. And the Amazon.com one was as well. But that giant FedEx semi which pulled up in front of the office really had me freaked out for a while. I was like, oh my god, what? Did somebody order a car?
Stupak, too, just Google image search, the children are the future. It's, I believe the children are the future that you have to search for. He says no bongs in vaginas. He's actually kind of disappointed.
Well, again, it's not going to be the same for everybody. That's the problem with like publicizing.
It's kind of hard to tell what's going on. You could see that picture and not realize that it was actually two bongs.
Yeah, you had to explain it to me because I looked at it. I was like, what's that?
Even when you saw the picture full size, it took you a little while to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
I know you're not accustomed to seeing naked chicks.
With bongs in their orifices? No.
Really?
No.
What do you do on the weekends?
Watch TV, apparently, or something.
I see. You don't watch shows about girls getting fucked with bongs?
No. No, I don't.
What else is on TV?
I don't know.
This is weird, man.
Yeah.
It's like the wool has been pulled over my eyes. I mean, suddenly relieved. It's like the wool pulled over my eyes has suddenly been relieved.
Like somebody got some like trace paper and like a pencil.
Yeah. They did a bas relief. It was actually a sheep. What's a sheep's favorite? What's a sheep's bas relief?
That's good, man. You're making these things up on the fly.
All right. Iluro Dragon wrote into Radio Bugbear. Lavender candy hearts seem to show up more rarely than other candy hearts. Feature or just wacky RNG? I think that's just wacky RNG. I believe that all of the candy hearts are equally likely.
Utsini
wrote, if you visit the organic produce stand manually after completing the quest, it still says you need to be a soldier, but if you link to it directly, it allows you in. Bug or feature? I'm going to call that a bug.
Yeah.
There's weird shit with the access to that because of the multiple sets of circumstances under which it's okay and not okay for you to go there. So, yeah, I don't know. Squee says, any chance that canned air could give underwater breathing for a couple adventures? Yes, but only two. Now, you breathe it all in and then exhale. You can't enjoy something without exhaling.
Oxygen.
Did you ever smoke pot? Yes, but I didn't exhale.
Oxygen bars, I don't quite get. Like, is it just flavored air?
Yeah, it's just flavored air.
Yeah. In a paper wrapper.
Wait, really?
With peanuts in it.
Wait, what?
An oxygen bar.
Oh. Yeah. So, technically, any bag of,
peanuts
is an oxygen bar with peanuts in it, right?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Yeah. Power bars, cliff bars.
Yeah.
Cliff bars aren't made of actual cliffs.
They might be. They taste
kind of... Guys named Cliff.
They do taste like dirt, and they're made out of Cliff Clavins.
Yeah.
I can't eat power bars. I feel like power bars are made of sawdust.
Power bars are pretty nasty.
But the power bar harvest power bars or whatever, like the harvest versions are...
Like the Blue Harvest one?
Yeah. but the harvest ones
are like Tatooine.
Yeah, are much more edible. I take those on hiking trips.
I see. I've switched to the their marketing totally worked on me.
The Lara bars.
When we were at Lollapalooza, there were all these free samples of Lara bars. Yeah, or Lara bars. I don't know what's an A with two dots over it. How's that pronounced?
Oh God, I have no
idea. Lara bar. That's the sound you make.
Lawyer bars.
Lawyer bars. Lawyer bars. I mean, don't lawyers have to pass the bar?
They do.
Maybe these are bars that have been passed by lawyers.
Lawyers that eat nothing but dates.
Yeah.
Wow. You should work on their advertising.
Yeah. No, but it worked. We were at Lollapalooza, and they just gave all these things away. You just have as much of this as you want, right? And they'd run out of food, other stuff.
Immediately.
Yeah. And, it was good. They were good.
They're all right. They're much sweeter than I thought you would like.
Yeah, they're small and they're easy to eat. Like unlike a Clif Bar, like I feel like Clif Bars are kind of a slog to chew and swallow.
Well, they're the size of an entire Clif.
That is fair enough. Fair enough, buddy.
I don't like it when you call me buddy.
It's always when I'm being a dick. Yeah. Jose Cuervo says, what if typical tavern swill now came in bottles and you could smash the empties to get a beer lens? No. I'm not giving you some super easy way to get beer lenses.
Everybody wants them now, though.
I don't know. There will probably end up being an easier way to get a beer lens. I'm guessing that in the revamp of the tavern that I'm slowly percolating in my little head, there will end up being a monster that you can kill that drops beer lenses.
Did the thing involving the 4D camera ever go in?
Oh, wow. That was horrible.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, fuck.
Be brief. Be fucked. That was... I was for something that is rolling out soon, I spent a lot of time reading Deadwood quotes, and there was one that I particularly liked where E.B. Farnham tells Calamity Jane to be brief, and she replies, be fucked.
It's pretty brief.
That's just a good line.
I contend that Deadwood is the closest thing to like a modern version of Shakespeare that I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
The writing is so dense.
I agree with you. Oh, no, another putt says, there should be an alternate hero of the half-shell block text while you are in bird form. X the Exterminator says, why not make a recipe in Bad Moon so that you can eat Hell Ramen? Can you not eat Hell Ramen in Bad Moon?
Doesn't require...
I mean, it requires pasta mastery, right? But if you're a pasta master, you can eat Hell Ramen.
Yeah.
Mr. Boombastic says, Roderick tells you what you're missing from a chef's staff instead of just listing what you need. Nothing worse than having to sort through several inventory screens to find the one bit you're missing. Oh, I'm saying you're asking me to make it so Roderick tells you what you're missing from a chef's staff instead of just listing what you need. I could probably do that. Thundergirl said, how do you remove a question sent to Radio Bugbear once you send it? But I can't actually answer that question because it was removed after it was sent, and I never actually read it in the first place. It's like that time you killed my goldfish, and then you tried to convince me that I didn't have a goldfish. Why did I have the bowl, Bart? Casey Wiederman says, Dear Jake, hi! So I was wondering about those Nemesis Quest class-specific familiars. Would they disappear when you ascend, keeping, for example, a Possumancer from using an accordion gecko? Oh, man. I didn't know the accordion gecko got spoiled.
Oh, no.
You'll see.
I'll just have to change it into something else.
Cloud Strife says, you should add crack to the game. It could be a powder you can use in combat that makes earthquakes or summons a plumber while breaking your mother's back. Yeah, plumber, break your mother's back by cornholing her.
So, the hell broth requires sauce crafting.
Oh.
I couldn't quite remember, but yeah.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
Yep.
So you can't make that or fettuccine in canu.
Yep.
Or raviola de la hippie.
Yep.
Or... what's the other one? There's a fifth one.
Skullheads.
Spaghetti with skullheads. Yeah. Cloudstrife, I'm not going to add crack to the game. But thank you. Rotini Pants says, is there any way to change it so that if you have a sugar shield locked on your familiar and it breaks, that they'll pick up another one from your inventory if you have one? You know, ask C.D. Moyer, and if you ask him nicely enough, maybe he'll do it.
No.
No?
Really? You think that should be a feature?
If you've locked the equipment,
yeah,
you've done it on purpose.
Yeah,
I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I can see why you would expect it to behave that way. Anyway, ask C.D. Moyer is the same as no, right? So that I just don't want people to know that. Fuck. Why do you let me drink so much before the radio show?
What are you talking about? You had you had a single digit number of drinks today.
That's true. I guess that I can't possibly be drunk because I've only had a single digit number of drinks.
Yeah. That's our new metric.
Sweet. Mecca says, the thing I most often hear about the Gibberer is that it rarely speaks. Well, who are you hearing that from then? Any plans on adjusting that or a way to fiddle with it? No. It's creepier if it only does it rarely.
Yeah, agreed.
Old One says, should the default functionality of the right-click option of putting items in your store prompt you for a price to list it as? Maybe.
Huh.
Ask CD
Moyer. Whatever. I mean, it's either going to go as the current price or as $9.99.
Yeah.
So, you can then go to your store and manage all of those items individually.
Bobula says, KOL is missing just one thing that all great puzzle-slash-adventure games have, a Tower of Hanoi puzzle. Surely some humor can be mined from this aging game trope.
We considered putting one in the LARP.
No, Riff considered putting one in the LARP.
Okay, I considered putting one in the LARP with 11 discs.
Yeah.
And we'd give a prize to anyone who actually solved the entire thing.
I mean, is it like just thousands of moves?
Yeah, I think it's like 2 to the 11th power.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's retarded.
How many towers?
Well, it's 3 stakes.
Is it always 3 discs. Towers?
Yeah.
Huh, so it's 2 to the X is how many moves it takes to solve a Tower of Hanoi?
If I recall correctly, yeah.
I'm sure 3. The internet would know. In fact, I'm so sure I'm going to go look it up.
That puzzle is not interesting at all.
No, not once you know the algorithm.
I don't know the algorithm, and it's not interesting to me. So I, what you say may be true, but it is not. What you say may be necessary, but it's not sufficient.
But I'll defend the right to say it.
Someone else says, for me, Lego has always been a mass noun. I wouldn't say how many Legos do you have. I'd say how much Lego do you have. Legos sounds so wrong to me. Makes my brain cringe. You'd be a good representative for Lego's campaign to try and stop you from saying Legos and instead say Lego brand bricks. Good luck with that, I say unto thee, you Dutch bastards. Are they Dutch? Where's Lego from?
Finland?
Holland?
I don't know. I've got one of the catalog two. Here.
Either Finland or Holland?
I don't know.
Look up Swedish jailbait while you're in there. Do a Google image search for Swedish jailbait. Yeah, we'll see. Safe search turned off. It is, it's Danish.
Danish.
So Holland.
I hate you. Why would you devote a Twitter account to just retweeting everything that contained the word Chihuahua? Because and how do you find it? Are you just constantly searching for Chihuahua?
What do you mean? You will say something about a Chihuahua once, and because it responds to you, you'll start following them. Right?
But
it is the end. It is the end of Twitter. These bots are the end of Twitter.
After 5 posts,
end of Twitter,
which were just retweets of other people saying the word Chihuahua, would you keep following it?
Because you're into Chihuahuas.
Oh, right. I failed to consider that somebody might actually be interested in Chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Someone else. I don't think. I think that you're kind of crazy. Saying how much Lego do you have? How much teeth do you want? None. No teeth.
What?
Madison 14 says, which update will be released first? The Nemesis Quest? Actually, he says the Nesmesis Quest. Are there any Nesmesists in your Nemesis? Is there any Mike Nesmith?
Yeah, Mike Nesmith. There's a little strip of land that is the Ismith of Nesmith.
Huh. Do you suppose that he sometimes refers to himself as the Nesmithist? The numismatist.
If
Do you suppose that one of the puzzles involves measuring a meniscus on the isthmus of... now I've lost it. Nesmith? The isthmus of Nesmith? Anyway, the Nemesis quest, the PvP revamp, the final C update, or Crimbo? I'm guessing Nemesis and the final C update will both happen before Crimbo. The PvP revamp will happen some day. Maybe in this lifetime. Maybe not. It might be something like the Silmarillion that gets published by my greedy heirs long after my death.
I'm just reading through the transcript from the recorded show, and yes, you're welcome to borrow the PS3 and play Brutal Legend whenever you want.
I was going to borrow it and take it to the Grand Canyon with me.
that probably wouldn't work out as well for you.
Yeah.
The longest path of a Towers of Hanoi puzzle is 2 to the N minus 1.
Wait, how does that make any sense? The longest path without duplicating any moves?
No, there. So a Towers of Hanoi puzzle doesn't have all the discs in the worst possible configuration to begin with.
They are
randomly assorted on a stick.
I don't know why, for some reason, that I thought that they start out inverted.
Yeah, if they started out sorted.
No, I thought they started out sorted, and then you had to move them to another pole.
The classical version, there it's just you've got a pyramid on one pole and you move the pyramid to the other pole. And it takes 2 to the power of the number of discs
to the N minus 1.
Minus 1. Yeah.
Because, I mean, with it inverted, it's just X moves, where X is the number of discs, right?
It wouldn't be inverted any... Well, I don't know, I guess.
If it was just inverted,
but part of the rule is that you're not allowed to put a large disc on top of a smaller one.
You couldn't, if all of the things were on one
post,
you couldn't have it anyway except sorted. Unless it was violating its own rules.
Well, it depends on, yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends on what the rules are. You could say that rule doesn't matter for the initial configuration, but...
Yeah, dude, I don't know. I was just reading from the Wikipedia.
I see. Ziltang says, half the smithing discoveries classed as quest weapons are not actually quest items. Please fix this by making up several new terms for quest items. Story items. Key items. Intense items.
They're not listed as quest weapons?
Pelican testicles. Let's see. Pachinkoid says, hey, Jick, you're a VI-er. Please, can you get CDM to implement /dot to repeat the last chat macro? Huh. Apocalypse Throb says, so I hear chimichangas originated in Arizona. Are the chimichangas there really good? I've never had a chimichanga. It seems like it'd be really disgusting.
I had one recently. It was okay.
I first thought that Pachinkoid was describing me as a vizier, and I was like, that's cool. Somebody thinks I'm a vizier. I could be like a wizard.
Evil one.
What?
Viziers are always the bad guy.
No, but not all viziers are evil.
I have never met a vizier that was not evil. I have never met.
I guess that proves it.
A vizier.
Just like I've never met a fireman that wasn't an asshole, so that's why I think all firemen are assholes.
Mm.
Yeah. Foss says, so I was reading the Wikipedia articles on the Twilight books, and I realized they were written better than the books. Yeah. ChupaThingy193 says, Jick, you should make your own form of martial arts called Jick-Jitsu, and you kill your opponents by forcing them to say it 5 times fast, thus blowing their mind. I think you've already invented that form of martial arts by defining the only move in it. How do you earn belts in that style of martial arts? The number of times you can get them to say it. Or maybe at first they have to say it 10 times in a row before it blows their mind, and then if you can finally blow somebody's mind by having them say it only 9 times, then you become like an orange belt. Redbeard the Pirate says, hey, Jick, I just wanted to thank you for turning me on to the Idle Thumbs podcast, totally the second best podcast around. Ha ha. We're going to take over as number one again. I mean, no, that doesn't make any sense. We're number one in this guy's description. We're going to stay number one and a new number two. Man, we're going to make 1-2 punch.
I'm not a number, I'm a free man.
We are going to make 1-2 punch.
At the lemon party, we're going to make lemonade with baby Ruths floating in it.
Oh.
And it is 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
And I personally think that it's going to be delicious. I think that sounds really fucking good, actually.
It could be good.
Really, I could drink a glass of lemonade, and then every once in a while I'll get a surprise mouthful of Baby Ruth. That sounds really good to me.
It does, huh? Huh.
Surprise mouthful.
Linguini Lad says, I have a suggestion for the voicemail that people can call into for your show. It'd be great if it was like most voicemails, where you can press pound to hear more options, like to replay the message, erase and re-record, etc. Talk to Google Voice, not me, buddy. Does it bother me when I call Linguini Lad, buddy? Are you listening to me? Hot stuff. Are you paying attention, buddy?
Buddy?
You still doing a radio show, buddy?
I am...
What do you read? Are you reading shit on the internet?
I'm...
Ooh, Dr. Motive says, yeah. We need a taxidermist monster that disables all your familiars. That would rule. They just get replaced them with a stuffed... Ooh, I bet if you made a hat out of a stuffed animal, would you call it a taxiderby? Or, oh man, if the Kentucky Derby was actually run with taxidermied horses... On like skateboards,
or if somebody taxidermied the entire state of Kentucky and right. then wore it as a hat.
Yes, it would be a Kentucky taxidermy. Good old Kentenasucky. Azu says, "Hey, I lost the file I'd saved my demon summoning names in. Will you please send me mine?" Sure. That was sarcastic. I'm not actually going to do that.
Also, yeah. So, quest weapons, as far as I can tell, are all quest items. So, yeah, what the fuck? You make them as part of a quest?
Mm-hmm.
What? How is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're complaining about.
I mean, they're not... They're not, like, items used to complete quests. But they are. They are. They totally are. So, what's that all about?
TechSmurf says, so what's the ETA on the next final C-Zone? I'm positively turgid with anticipation. At this point, the next rollout is going to be all of the rest of the sea stuff. It's probably going to be 7 zones and...
7 new zones!
7 zones that are not going to be as exciting complicated as the skate park was, certainly. But
we'll probably piss people off less, and yet more.
Yeah, they will piss people off both more and less. That is definitely something that is the truth. Are you drinking whiskey?
Maybe.
Huh. When did you get that? I didn't see you pour it.
I have magic powers.
How did you do that? You were sitting right there. I brought the whiskey in. It's like not...
I know. I'm fucking magic.
He's a wizard.
You need to teach me how to summon... What manner of man are you that can summon whiskey without flint or tinder? And what kind of whiskey have I been drinking up until now that requires flint and tinder? Maybe I've been trading flint and tinder to the barman. Ah, man, remember when we were in England and I would give the barman a stack of gold coins and he would give me a beer?
God, that's every time he would say, here's a stack of gold coins, and they'd be like, what is your problem, mate?
I never actually said that to them. Okay. I always said it to you. What I would always actually say is I would hold out a handful of pound coins and say, fucking gold coins! Because that's how excited I was about the fact that I was in a place where you could spend fucking gold coins. Dude, seriously. It's funny that the gold coins represent a pound of silver. Ooh, man. Imagine a currency where... every coin actually entitles you to a pound of flesh, and then there's just this fort full of fat people that backs the country's currency system.
Fiat.
Are you imagining?
Fiat.
Maybe it's
currency.
Maybe it's like a pound of
more like
fat.
Fatty.
And that's where the Knox gelatin comes from.
God, that argument that I had at the bar was super frustrating.
Agreed.
A girl who insisted that what we have now is not fiat currency. What we had when U.S. currency was backed by gold was fiat currency.
That sounds like a misunderstanding of the definition.
No, she was actually arguing the point. her contention was that gold only has value because people decide that it has value. Which means the only kind of currency that is not fiat currency is currency that is not backed by anything. Nonsense. She also told you to stop buying organic food.
Well, no,
it makes you fart.
She hated organic farming because the runoff into the water system was worse than standard industrial farming. But organic farming is industrial farming, so it's not really fundamentally different to begin with anyway. And then my contention was that there are ways to farm where that's not the case. And they are also technically organic.
Mm. Gin and Tonic has asked us to roll 1d10 in games. I think he meant to tell that to chatbot, not us. Riff, roll a d10. You got one handy?
I got the thing on my phone.
The upstairs Frank says, why don't people take damage when their servants explode? That is a question for the ages. You know, why didn't rich English landowners take damage when their servants exploded? Like, it kind of depends on how you explode. Like, I feel like if you exploded because you swallowed a giant bomb,
I got
then,
a 10.
All right. Gin and tonic, a 10. If you exploded because you swallowed a giant bomb, you'd probably do damage to somebody near you. But if you exploded because, like, you were a seagull and somebody fed you Alka-Seltzer, it probably wouldn't really hurt anyone.
Yeah, that's not so much exploding, it's just popping.
Popping, yeah, just sort of spray you with seagull guts. Or Steven Seagal guts. Steven Seagal's got a lot of guts. I wonder what happens if you give Steven Seagal an Alka-Seltzer.
He kind of got fat.
Did he?
Yeah, he's not...
He's let himself go?
Yeah, he's not been... working the punching bag or whatever.
Beast of Blood says, what does KOL's future look like to you? And I read that as, what does KOL's furniture look like to you? It looks like poorly drawn two-dimensional furniture.
Our furniture is so bright, way I gotta blurry. Wear shades.
My lamp is so bright, I gotta buy a shade. Yeah. Glebe says, Hobopolis VIP furniture? Hot stuff, why haven't you done that yet?
Good question.
Sharpies or Sharp says, damn it, I wanted to buy that anti-abortion but pro-date rape shirt, but it's unavailable to buy. This sucks. Yeah. Elfin says, you're missing out on cool new Halloween-themed Metroplexity content. I've actually been playing Metroplexity over the last few days, again. But I haven't seen any of the Halloween content, I don't think. I can't tell the difference between special event content and content that we're getting because of stuff that Mr. Mag has been doing in Gang Warfare stuff.
Is Mr. Mag still just... Taking,
I think he is.
Taking names.
Let's see. Mega Man Rock says, question about the Batman path. Can stainless / plexi / brimstone shirts unlocked via hardcore / hardcore oxley / bad moon ascensions through it? And can we get the tattoos that go with them? I don't know anything. None of those questions have any answers, man, because the Batman path is just a gleam in my eye at this point. The gleam of a tiny utility belt. You know, I would kind of like to play more Arkham Asylum, but I just haven't gotten around to it.
You're too busy playing other games to play Arkham Asylum?
I really haven't been playing that many games.
You should... have you looked at Brutal Legend yet?
I haven't.
You should at least play the intro. Like, play it up to the bit where you acquire an army and it gives you the commanding your army tutorial.
Okay.
Because the intro and the movies and dialogue have some really, really funny moments in them.
Hmm.
But... The whole RTS squad combat in instructing your dudes is the bit where it all kind of fell down for me. I don't really enjoy that kind of game.
I saw this like open letter from Tim Schafer where he was like telling everybody that they're playing the game wrong.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
wow.
And then the first reply was like, I don't know how to tell you this, Tim, but if you have to write us a letter telling us that we're playing the game wrong, then you made the game wrong.
Yeah.
You know? Which I kind of... Like, that is kind of a good point.
Yeah.
You know?
I really...
That's like some Peter
Molyneux
bullshit right there.
Well,
like,
to be fair, there have been times in your history when you have been upset with the way people play KOL.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my very first letters to you in the forums back when I was just...
Oh,
a player was like,
I know.
Dude, let people play the game.
I know, man. But this was something different, right? This was like, the real-time strategy game sucks. It's not a real-time strategy game. You're doing it wrong. But it is exactly like a real-time strategy game, so if we weren't supposed to play it like one, you should have made that clear. Right? Like, he's like, you shouldn't be issuing commands to units. You should be fighting among them because there are all these, like, double-team attacks that are crucial to winning the fights that you do by, like, stacking up with individual units while you're down.
Why are you allowed to issue...
Yeah, I mean, that's, commands I think that's the question, right? Like, why does it give you the trappings of a real-time strategy game if you're not supposed to play it like a real-time strategy game? You know? And... I don't know.
Huh. I mean, but maybe that is a failing in the game design that could be addressed and improved upon in a subsequent version. That sounds kind of neat, though. As a concept, a game where you're ostensibly in charge of an army, but you don't really pay a lot of attention to it because you're too busy fighting amongst them. You know,
yeah.
Very, very like epic movie warfare thing, Braveheart kind of thing.
You see that thing on the Overthinking It site, the mashup of all the different inspirational speeches from all the different movies. They can take our freedom, but they can never take our Independence Day. It was a good... I kind of spoiled the ending, but... Aquitas says, it would be cool if the Platinum Yandorian Express card reset the skills on the Mystical Bookshelf. No, it would be broken as shit if the Platinum Yandorian Express card reset the skills on the Mystical Bookshelf. Because if it was untradeable, that would be one thing, but it's not.
Yeah, it would... the three tome summons, whatever, but the ability to summon, like, 1,000, hearts and then to do it again.
Pastangum says, why are olives the only basic fruit with no low-level area drops? If a Moxie class wants them, the choice is to clover the hippies or get the hippie outfit. Sanity check, please. Because olives are different. They're little. They're green. They're different.
Are they better?
I don't know. Harder, faster, stronger.
Furiouser.
Simeon says, can you make Lucre's right-clickable from the Bounty Hunter page? Why? Why would you want that? Lord Stefano says, we want stuffed March hares and wumpy. There's no such thing as a March hare. It's a wild hare. I fucked that up, buddy. Pablobong says, if you want to make the game easier to get into for noobs, how about just having Seal Clubber, Postomancer, and Disco Bandit as available classes in the first run? They're the least complex. No. That'd be weird.
Huh. More character classes opening up as you play the game more.
Arishman says, I didn't see a trivial update regarding the suggested update to this month's item of the month. Has it been updated or any plans too soon? Yeah, I updated it and then didn't tell anyone.
It rolled.
Yeah. I dwove.
Do I go wide in my hot wad?
that was the best item description you ever wrote.
Yeah,
the wiki doesn't know about it yet, I guess. Which leads me to believe that nobody's messing with the thing underwater. It was kind of a little underwhelming, given that it rolled on the heels of us having released familiars that no one would ever use any other familiar than them underwater.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, stupid farming.
I'm a little surprised that I didn't argue with you a little bit more about making them a little bit more harder to get. Harder to get.
A little less tradable.
A little less tradable. That could be my blog name. Little things less tradable.
Man Mobile says, make the Zal's attack message that mentions coating you with slime actually coat you with slime. It'll be hilarious. No, it won't. Raul Julia Foundation says, that's a weird name for a player. It's almost that time of year. Rip the band-aid off, Jick. No more farmable scaling Crimbo monsters. Yeah, I'm not doing it this year.
I thought you were talking about your toe.
God. It hurts. I think something ruptured. It's starting to leak again. It's fucking disgusting.
Jick, so in order to hike halfway up the Grand Canyon on the third day of our trip, Jick had gotten blisters on both pinky toes, and so he wrapped them in duct tape just directly on the skin to make it so that it was tolerable to, like, hike back up. And then that evening, took off the duct tape and just
all of the skin came off.
All of his
skin. All of the skin from my pinky toes just gone.
And the rest of his body. It was really gross.
Yeah. It was like that sweater song.
Yeah.
Just kept peeling off rings of skin from my leading on my feet.
Yeah, it was disgusting. They look a lot better now.
Yeah.
Oh, you could give some health advice for salt water baths.
Oh yeah, you're supposed to soak your feet in salt water so that your blisters heal faster.
I would imagine any skin that has blisters would probably be okay, right?
Yeah, but who gets blisters on anything other than their feet?
I get blisters on my hands
from jerking off too many sailors.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it's 2 teaspoons of salt per liter of water.
Yes, 2 teaspoons per liter.
As opposed to 4 tablespoons per liter.
4 tablespoons per liter, which is what I thought he'd said. That's how I remembered it. That would have been way too much salt. Ren Verman says, "Hey, Jake, a while back I sent a blue message about reviewing our independent comic on the air. I've been in contact with Sly about it, and she said she passed on the virtual copies of what we had onto you and hasn't heard any follow-up." Yeah, it took me a long time to download them because it was on some rapid share kind of thing that every time I tried to download it, it would make me wait like a minute and then say, "Sorry, there aren't any free download slots left." So it took me several days to download them.
I haven't downloaded it yet.
But I left the thing up. I've got a copy of it. It's okay. Probably easier for me to just give it to you than for you to use that download service again.
Okay.
I have not gotten a chance to read them yet. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He says, "I understand that between then and now has been Con and the Sea Update and your Grand Canyon trip, but I just wanted to know where things stood, if you still intend to look at it, etc." No, I definitely do. Lord Stefano says, "We need a stuffed Wumpus to snuggle." Wumpuses do not snuggle.
Also,
Wumpus is to snuggle as Compressor is to dance.
Why the Wumpus love?
Mm-hmm.
Nostalgia.
And, I mean, do they want like a Wumpus to like curl up with in bed, or do they want like a Wumpus with like that's inflatable and has some holes in it? Like, what are they asking for here, really?
Huh? Couldn't it be both? I mean, wouldn't you curl up in bed with an inflatable plastic Wumpus with holes in it?
I think that'd get all sweaty. I don't know.
Yeah, but that's appealing. Getting all sweaty with your Wumpus.
You like gives a new meaning to hunting the Wumpus.
Yeah, yeah. Bottomless pit. Suction cup feet. A bat that randomly carries you to someone else's house and drops your naked ass in their living room.
It's like some sort of swingers club.
Yeah, yeah. Toad says, "Any chance for a slash pull command? Sometimes Hanks is too slow to load the item list." That is not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sompem says, "Why isn't there a button in the closet that says empty closet? Was there a duping bug or something?" No, but there probably would be. That kind of query, we want to really limit the number of times that people can run it.
Yeah.
And so
once
per ascension dumping stuff into Hanks, once per ascension yanking stuff out of Hanks, because it's like touch and go there for a few seconds when that query's running. What?
Clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck.
Yes.
A cloisterfuck.
Wow, that's kind of an interesting gay monk crossover.
Megary, wow, I haven't heard anything out of Megary in a long time. I was wondering if there's a way to add a pop-up message if you're in the middle of writing a K-mail and accidentally click on someone in chat, like, "Hey, you're writing a message, are you sure you want to do that?" Maybe a little paperclip should come up and say, "It looks like you're writing a K-mail to somebody. Would you like some help?" And then it's like, if you're trying to get them to cyber with you, here's some advice. And like a form letter that's scientifically proven to convince someone to cyber with you.
And then it checks and see if they're of age, and if not, then it calls the police.
Is it against the law to cyber with a minor?
Probably.
Do you think that counts as sex? Is it against the law to have phone sex with a minor?
I mean,
is it against the law to have actual sex with a minor? What if they're a coal miner? Coal miner's daughter. Is it legal to have sex with Tanya Tucker? Is Tanya Tucker still alive?
You ask too many questions. You're supposed to go back.
Are you
and
giving
forth.
The rabbinical answer? Are you going to answer every question with a question?
No, I'm going to answer every question with a short statement.
Oh, be brief.
Yeah, be fucked.
I'm going to see if Tanya Tucker's still alive. Yes, she's apparently only 51. So it is still legal to fuck her.
Because she's alive?
Because she's alive, yeah. Why did Helen Keller fall out of the tree?
Why?
Because she's dead. Why can't Helen Keller drive?
Because she's dead?
Because she's a woman. That Saturday morning breakfast cereal about feminism, about sexism, that was
right up your alley.
That was a funny comic.
Yeah.
Mecca says, so what's the final word on the Gibber? Is the wiki currently correct on the Gibber's efficacy? 100% for potato slash ghoul in both land and sea with the same rate as hare for adventures? No, it's double the rate of the hare for adventures underwater.
Double.
Yeah, so the wiki doesn't know that. I didn't actually finish that before. Menden says, could you please implement Dijon Hellion cubes? If I had a million meat paste, I would like to buy some. If I had a million meat paste.
That'd be 10 million meat.
Ziltank says, why did you nerf the difficulty of getting fish meat? Was it really that much of a barrier for people? I mean, it was just a little friendlier.
Nerf the difficulty.
Yeah, nerf the difficulty. I like how even improving things is a nerf now. You're nerfing the difficulty of them. Steez says, what program do you use to make KOL? Well, I use a rigorous program of drinking
and debauchery.
Watching television.
The fact that keeping abreast of current events and popular culture is effectively part of your job.
It's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool.
It's also kind of...
It's a drag.
It is kind of a drag, because I feel like I feel responsible for knowing about shit that I don't like.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm really bad about that. Like, I know fuck all about Lost, right? Because I just don't really care.
But you need to.
I need to, yeah. That sucks.
Luckily, we have The Lost Room, which is kind of like Lost.
It is kind of like Lost. You know, in fact, instead of watching something new, I'm just going to watch Lost again. I mean, The Lost Room again. I'm going to watch Lost zero times and watch The Lost Room a second time.
Yeah, did you finish Mario and Luigi?
I have not finished Mario. Have
you finished any game ever? Ever?
What's the last game I finished? I finished Fallout 3.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you finish exploring the map?
No.
So did you really finish?
Did you...
Well, I was waiting for the expansion.
Did you play the DLC?
No, I was going to wait and buy... I was just going to wait and buy the Game of the Year edition so that I didn't have to dick with that Windows Live bullshit.
So you didn't actually finish it?
I did. I beat the game. I finished Oblivion, too, but that only took, like, fucking 45 minutes.
Really?
It was more than 45 minutes. It was, like, maybe 3 hours, 4 hours.
Because you just skipped.
I just burned through the main quest, yeah. And then when I went back, I was like actually starting to enjoy it and doing some of the optional stuff. And then the game, this quest bugged out on me and I couldn't get the good completion. So I just quit. Jackdoor Chicken Slayer says, how come rat whiskers are specifically quest items? Why not make them multi-usable into, say, a familiar after collecting an obscene amount? We got too many fucking familiars.
How many would be an obscene amount of rat whiskers?
I don't know, like a billion. 100 billion. You have to multi-use 100 billion of them, but you can only have 16 million in inventory. There's already a familiar for that. And a trophy. It's actually like 10 trophies. They rule.
It's 100 billion trophies. Yeah.
They're trophies that give you a billion free meat every day. Yeah.
Wow.
Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, how was the Grand Canyon? I think we've already covered that. He says, also, don't remember that Crimbo is coming up. Don't forget. Crap, I said that wrong. It should be remember that Crimbo is coming up. Don't forget. Yeah. Scully's got some ideas.
We've got some mechanics.
Yeah,
to
we got some
work the fuck
we got
out.
Some thinking to do about
yeah,
that.
Shit,
we have like 6 weeks.
Yeah. Wait, do we or do we only have four? Five.
Five.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Luckily, we're not doing anything during that time.
Yeah.
Let's
give thanks.
Psychosis 730 says, I googled Kingdom of Loathing with safe search turned off. 30 pages later, no cock and balls. What the fuck, hot stuff? I wonder what happens when I Google image search Kingdom of Loathing. Well, there's a picture of a girl. That's kind of like porn. I mean, if I could beat off to it, that means it's porn, right? Yeah, wow. Really not a lot of... Oh, there's that fucking picture of me that they put on the Adam Carolla website. Just looked on the internet for the least fucking flattering picture of me that they could find.
That was really mean of them. I mean, it's possible. All of these stick figures are naked.
There's a wedding picture. Those people presumably fucked at some point after that picture was taken. So I think it counts as porn.
Whoa, there's a colorized version of Hobopolis in somebody's blog. That's interesting.
A colorized version of Hobopolis, huh?
Yeah.
KOL6 says, special interest groups are like cleavage in that both are made of boobs. Cleavage isn't really made of boobs, though. It's like the space between boobs. Like to riff, outside is the space between buildings.
Exactly.
So cleavage is outside, if you think of boobs as buildings.
Yeah.
They're buildings where milk is stored.
Like silos.
Yeah, they're like milk silos. Sometimes they're like missiles. Remember the robot that had the rocket boobs that would shoot off? That was one of the robots in Transor Z. She had rocket boobs. I don't think I'm kidding. I think that's actually real.
I keep thinking of the robot from that was like made from five separate little ships in Perry Bible Fellowship.
Yeah. Guntron. Ho hum says new meat pasting / smithing recipe. Rusty piece of rebar plus rusty piece of rebar equals rusty rebar bar. We should make a rusty nail bender and a fleece firm flanks. Did you remember that the character in Loom was named Fleece Firm Flanks?
I did not.
It's kind of a funny name.
Firm Flanks.
Firm Flanks, yeah. That's a little suggestive.
But only a little.
Yeah, it is only a little. I mean, since I'm a pervert, everything is suggestive.
Especially anything that involves flanks.
I think she was only like 15 anyway. I don't know if that's true. I don't know how old she was. Rusty Nailbender was fairly young. I feel like Rusty and Fleece were supposed to be about the same age as Bobbin. But he was 18. Maybe he was 17. I don't remember. It's certainly legal to fuck him now. I really wish that they had made the sequels to that. Brian Moriarty had talked about a couple of them, but how he just sort of lost interest. There was going to be one from Bobbin's perspective, one from Rusty's perspective, one from Fleece's perspective.
And then they would weave all together.
Oh, yeah. Bobbin would come in at the end of all of them to fix everything.
Yeah.
That they fucked up. Let's see. Cyan220 says, congrats, gentlemen. After averaging 1.5 to 2 months per ascension, I was hoping that this one I could complete today. I was making great headway until I had to go find a black pepper to fight a certain tower monster. I then proceeded to use over 180 turns to earn only 3 or 4 picnic baskets, none of which gave me a black pepper. I hope you are happy. Oh, I'm ecstatic.
Thrilled.
Russer Butter says, oh, and are we going to get a drain plug so we can kick the dolphins' asses on our own terms? You can already kick the dolphins' asses on your own terms. There is no depth penalty when you're fighting the dolphins.
Drain plug.
It kind of wouldn't mean anything. They don't drop any meat. They always drop the item.
Yeah.
And I guess the initiative penalty that people may or may not have known about until just now.
Now they do.
Fuck. Why don't you stop me from talking?
They knew about it.
Why don't you stop me from drinking?
There's
all right,
no
I still only had a single digit number of
on Earth,
heaven or Earth. Well, except maybe God. No force on heaven or Earth, except maybe any force from heaven. Unless no, wait, God lives underwater. An emotional fish. There was this band called An Emotional Fish. I don't remember if they were any good or not. I think that they weren't.
Well, we got through basically all the questions, and we are basically out of time.
That's true. That worked out pretty well. Do I want to go out on another Aqua song? I think I do.
That would make 5.
Yep. Let's see if Nolan...
You know what they say about comedy?
That 5 of any Aqua song is awesome. All right. Well, I'll see you Monday. Well, I'll see you on Thursday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Be happy, happy. Be happy.
Come on, let's go get it on.
Be happy.
Everybody, let's go have some fun.